One of the greatest inventions in the world of audio reproduction, that is to say, stereo systems, was the expansion in the early days of a bass and treble control into something we now refer to as graphic equalizers, multi-band frequency controls, so that we can all shape the music to fit our ears. My first experience with a graphic equalizer was in a stereo that I purchased in the very early 1970s. It was one of the earliest ones to actually have a graphic equalizer. And I figured out immediately that all of us have different ears. Some people prefer a tonal shape of one kind. Other people prefer a different tonal shape for the same piece of music. It's because I think we all hear ever so slightly differently, or perhaps we just prefer a tonal shape to our music that is a matter of personal preference. Well, the same thing can be said about photography. There are tonal shapes to images. Think of the histogram, if you will. That's probably the classic tonal shape of a photograph. But it's curious to me that just exactly like the tonal shape that I prefer in the world of audio, a little emphasis in the bass, a little emphasis in the treble, a little de-emphasis in the midtones, that's how I typically set up my graphic equalizers, that's the same kind of tonal shape I prefer in photography. A little emphasis on the deep shadows, a little emphasis on the bright lights, and if anything, a little de-emphasis in the middle grays. That's exactly what Beckham has accomplished with this image. And it may be an important part of why I connect with this image. Regardless of the subject, regardless of the light, regardless of the composition, the angle that he takes to the wall, regardless of this wonderful drawing that is being illuminated by this wonderful shaft of light, all of these things, to some degree, are manifest as a result of the tonal curve that he's chosen to use. I don't know, we don't know, what the actual tonal curve of the subject was. All we know is how he chose to present it. And it's a combination of tones, a chord, if you will, that I find just very pleasing in so many photographs. Not black and white, but very full and rich shadows, and very brilliant and visible highlights, with not a lot of gray in between.